What a wonderful night. You were right. The restaurant had some amazing food. Not to mention the service. That was great. Especially the waiter. It was so cheerful. We definitely need to eat there again. Hey, thanks for taking me out tonight. I had a great time. You want to come inside? You don't have to go home right now, after all. I mean, why not stay the night? All right then, come on in. Would you like anything to drink? Water? Lemonade? All right then, I guess I'll have some lemonade myself. So, there's something I'd like to talk about. I thought about it last night, but I wanted to wait until after our date to talk about it. You know, we've been dating for a while, and I think it's finally time for, you know, that. You know, time for us to take the next step in our relationship. Engage in more intimate activities. Yes, sex. Glad you caught on. I've thought about it several times before, but I was never confident about it. Well, until now. And this time, I'm 100% sure that I'm ready. Hey, are you okay? Well, you seem anxious. Did I say something that made you? No, you're clearly not fine. I know you are right now. You're anxious. Come on, you can tell me anything. Whatever it is, we can handle it together. So, tell me, what's wrong? You're not ready. Well, that's okay. I can wait until another night when you are. Oh, you mean you won't ever be ready? You're asexual. Oh, wow. That's quite the bombshell. No. I'm not upset or disappointed at all. I'm just surprised. It was out of the blue, I guess. But why did you hide this from me? You were scared I'd break up with you. I see. So, you knew that you'd have to tell me eventually, but every time you tried to, you just couldn't bring yourself to do it. No, it's okay. Honestly, I'm not mad. I mean, really, it's okay. I understand. You were scared to tell me because you thought you'd lose me. But you're also scared to hide it because you thought you'd be just delaying the inevitable. You were stuck between a rock and a hard place. What? No, absolutely not. No, I'm not going to sleep with anyone else to satisfy my desires. I'm not doing that to you. Shh, please, just listen. You're the only one that I want. I want to be with you. If you don't want to have sex, then we won't. Simple as that. I didn't fall in love with your body. I fell in love with you. I love you because you're smart and funny and kind. I love you because you have the most adorable smile, the most contagious laugh, and the most beautiful heart. I love you because you've helped me so much. For example, when I was sick with the flu and you dropped everything you were doing to just come and take care of me, you didn't even care about the fact that you could have gotten sick from me. He just swooped in and acted as my nurse. Well, how about that time when I was late for my friend's birthday because my car broke down? You came and drove me to her place on no notice, despite the fact that you were going to miss your appointment. And let's not forget the day my ex broke up with me through text, leaving me a crying, blubbery mess. I showed up at your house, suddenly, bawling my eyes out, and you held me and let me cry into your shoulder for, what, an hour? I love you because when you're by my side, I feel like nothing can hurt me and I can take on anything. And I feel that way because I know that if I fall, he'll catch me and help me going. I'm not giving any of that up for something as meaningless as sex. I don't love you for your body. I love you for you. Yes, really. I meant every single word. You are my entire world. If you wanna forget about sex and live the rest of our lives together doing nothing but wholesome, safe work stuff, I am more than happy to do that, just as long as I'm with you. Yes, I did use the phrase safe for work in real life. What about it? Shut up. It got my point across, didn't it? So, are you convinced now? Good. Because I love you. And I want to make sure you know that. So, do you want to sit on the couch and binge on some TV series? I found one recently that I think we'll both love. Yeah? Awesome. I'll get it up on the TV. Hey, I know we just agreed to no sex, and that's absolutely fine, fair, 100%. What about hugs and kisses? Are they still on the table? Okay, good. Oh, I really didn't want to give those up. In fact, here we go. I've latched onto you and I'm not going anywhere. I think it'll take us about 4 hours to finish this show, so until we do, I'm not going to stop cuddling you. And every time I think about just how much I love you, you get a kiss. I'm glad you approve of the idea. Yes, I did just kiss you already. I can't help it. That's how much I love you. You see? This can be our way of being intimate. Just cuddles and kisses while we enjoy our favorite TV show or a movie or a video game. We don't need sex. This is more than good enough. Your smile says it all. You're so relieved that it worked out, aren't you? You've been anxious about it the whole time we've been dating, haven't you? Well, you don't need to be worried about it anymore. You can finally relax and enjoy this time together. Come here, you. I mean it though. Everything. You are my world, and I'm not giving you up for anything. As long as I have your adorable personality, and your beautiful smile, and your love that shines brighter than the sun, I'll never need anything else. I love you.